Sorry. This will just selfishly allow me to remove something presently in my way so that I can go on with my life unencumbered by these nagging thoughts. Do you mind? Appreciate it. Where do I start? I have the worst ratings at KSTP. The worst of all the shows. No program here has fewer listeners than I have. I am at the bottom of the KSTP totem pole, people. And after 10 years here at the talk station, the only excuse for that is that people have... Well, it seems to me that people have checked the show out and have found it uninteresting, unenlightening, humorless, or all three simultaneously. Well, I'm a big boy. I can accept this without too much internal discomfort. Some. But not too much. What fascinates me, however, is that at the same time, my ratings have absolutely bottomed out. At the very same time, I have been relegated to an obscure, forgettable back room of the local radio market. I'm in the process, beginning this month, of hooking up with a national syndication company that has plans to take this show nationwide. You can see, perhaps, the mixed emotions, the bittersweet feelings I must have at this point in my life. Am I a success, or am I a failure? One could make the argument either way. Either the syndication company is made up of fools who enjoy peddling schlock and expecting it to take off, or I am simply the wrong fit for this particular station. And if I am the wrong fit for this particular station, then it must be my politics. My failure to embrace the conservative dogma. And my inability to be sufficiently right-wing. I am an oddball here at KSTP, no doubt about it. But I do hold out the possibility that listeners actually don't hold my politics against me. They just think the show stinks. That has to be one option to consider, one that could prove to be true. But then I ask myself, how can they think it stinks while another group is confident it can justify the grand risk of pursuing national syndication and signing a contract with Hubbard Broadcasting? Well, I come back to the difference once again being that what the bulk of the listeners at KSTP are looking for is not what I offer. I come back there, for I know nowhere else to go. Rush, Joe, Jason, they're kicking ass in a 7-county metro. The three musketeers of conservatism own this city. But when Jason stops broadcasting, I mean the floor drops out here at KSTP, ratings-wise. Just bottoms out. I mean it's ugly. Painfully ugly. Hell, it's vicious. I stink in terms of ratings, people. Absolutely stink up the joint. I'm an embarrassment. And I sit here tonight accepting this assessment. And yet, the show is supposedly heading to the big time. Syndication, here we come. How does one explain that? Again, I have to assume that here at this station, I'm of the wrong political persuasion. Maybe the wrong religion, too. I don't know. Surely this must explain part of it. Because when I end my show, son of a gun, if the numbers don't start climbing again with Bearhead Bob, who's barely been here a year, but is another conservative talk show host. Now, the problem is, I love working here because of the freedom I have. It's hard for me to imagine such freedom anywhere else, even though somewhere else may fit me a bit more, may be better suited to my kind of radio. What is my political affiliation? I don't have any. My religion? I don't have any. So what am I then? I don't know. I've never been able to classify. And I never really try that hard. The last president I really liked was Truman. I'm not sure what that says. I do not trust the federal government. But I sure didn't vote for Bush. Of course, I didn't vote for Gore either. You see the quandary here. I mean, I think the federal government is too large, but I'm no Republican, for God's sakes. I'm just some guy who thinks it's too large, that's all. Not to be trusted. I don't believe the federal government is to be trusted. It scares the hell out of me. States should take back more control. They know their people better. The more local the government, the more effective. But be that as it may, I didn't like Ronald Reagan. I didn't like him at all. I thought he was an intellectual lightweight, like our current leader. Does this make me a Democrat? A liberal? I don't know. Off the air, one night a couple of months ago, Jason Lewis told me he thought Bush was a lightweight. In the primaries, he wanted him to be trounced, but Jason's a right-winger. Now, I have a profound concern for the natural resources of this country. I guess that moves me a bit to the left. But then how can you not care about the bed you're sleeping in, folks, right? We're all in this together. We all want to stay healthy, right? Enjoy a healthy land, healthy lakes, rivers. Who the hell doesn't want that? Good food, water, air. You know, stuff that doesn't make us sick. Sam Hawke, you folks probably know, a conservative friend of mine. Gun-toting, government-fearing, Iwo Jima veteran. He calls this planet his mother. His mother. Is he a liberal? No, he's an Indian. I don't get all the labels. I do know that before you show me your political affiliation, you better show me your heart. That's what I'd prefer to see first. That's where I look first, not for the donkey or the elephant. Show me the heart. Show me some sort of love for humanity, and I'll take either left wing or right wing. Just show me a little kindness, compassion, some charity, an ability to empathize, and I'll take Republican or Democrat. Winston Churchill's one of my heroes, a conservative. Had a heart of gold, cried easily, loved his fellow man intensely, loved animals, couldn't hurt a fly, literally could not bring himself to hurt a fly. A fly. But he took on Hitler with all his heart. With all his heart he took on Hitler. For his country, for his people, the people he loved. He had a warmth about him. And once you see that in a man, you know a lot more about him than any political persuasion will ever tell you. They say the right wing is in the head, often. The left wing is in the heart. The right wing is on the left side of the brain. The left wing draws from the right brain. We need heart and mind in this world. But because I hold the heart above the head slightly, perhaps I don't fit with the right wing. I just don't like all the yelling, I guess. The anger. I couldn't keep that up night after night. And besides, I like too many other things besides politics. I like history and old stories and wild characters and songs and small towns and quirky people, eccentrics, and everything in nature and the lights of a city from a hilltop and people on the sidewalks at night in lawn chairs listening to Twins games. And both sides of the political spectrum can be found in these areas. So politics doesn't come up as much with me. When I was younger, people didn't talk about right-wing and left-wing so much. They talked about right and wrong. Helping your neighbor was right, refusing was wrong. Giving people the benefit of the doubt was right, being too quick to judge was wrong. Loving your children, right, alienating them, wrong. Food that was healthy was better than food that made you sick. And life was the art of the great balancing act, and folks were warned of going too far one way or too far the other. The extreme left and the extreme right weren't around when I was growing up, not in my neighborhood, never heard of it. It wasn't talked about. It wasn't an issue. It was just a middle-of-the-road bunch of folks who more or less agreed on things, if perhaps disagreeing on how to get there. But there wasn't as much yelling, I know that. You know, we have so damn much more in common than we'll ever have separating us. And yet, we in this biz love to emphasize what separates us. Jason Lewis and I get together after a show. There's no fighting. A lot of laughing. He doesn't say wildly extreme things when I'm with him. He loves animals. Damn near cried when that snowmobiler hit that wolf in northern Minnesota. Had to take time off when his dog died. Said to me one time, "Mishki, some of these gun nuts are kind of scary." He's against capital punishment, and to a large degree, for the legalization of drugs. And he once told me Minnesota was as much a redneck state as some of the states in the South. Now, he's a conservative, folks. As right as they come. I can't figure out all this stuff. Political scientists often say the vast majority of Americans are neither right nor left, Republican nor Democrat. They're simply pragmatic. They're nuts and bolts people. They're for whomever has the right answer at any given time. If it's a right-winger, fine, they get elected. A left-winger has the answers, they get elected. Some of these folks are correct sometimes. The other are dead on other times. Whatever keeps the country moving, Americans seem to say. Just fix the problems. You know. The Democrats were right to lead the civil rights movement, and the Republicans were morons not to get it, to drag their feet. And they know it now. The Republicans were wise to see the excess in taxation and spending, the utter waste and need to rein in a bloated government. And the Democrats were slow to act. For far too long, displayed their horrible blind spot when fighting the Republicans on such an obvious truth. I think most folks in Washington would agree Daniel Patrick Moynihan is brilliant, but he's a Democrat. I think most people in Washington would agree William F. Buckley is brilliant, but he's a Republican. Yet these two would enjoy each other's company far more than either of them would enjoy sitting with one of their loyal constituents. They're closer to brothers in arms than Jason Lewis and any one of his listeners are. We're crazy in this country. We're nuts. We scream and scream about the other side and never see that we're all on the same damn side. Just a bunch of people getting up in the morning, hoping for a good day, trying to live a happier life, trying to find meaning in it all, hoping not to die before our time, relying on the company of others to keep life interesting, to make it through, changing diapers, crying when the kids head off to college. How the hell do we all end up thinking we're so different from one another, as if there's two great sides? There's just one side. The horrifying truth is, we're all terribly similar. We all get scared, we all worry, we all look for scapegoats, we all see boogeymen, we all see beauty, we're all selfish, we're all hanging in there. No matter what your political persuasion, you will laugh when your child first giggles uncontrollably. And no matter what your political persuasion, you will cry when your parents die. And in between, well, there are going to be thousands and thousands of other similarities. Far more than the differences. Far more. So I throw this out tonight on the off chance my failure to be politically correct, which a KSTP happens to mean right wing, hurts my program. If, however, there's no relation, then I'll just assume the show is a stupid show. A stupid show. Which it may very well be. It may truly be, a dud. Which is kind of funny. In a watching someone slip on a banana peel sort of way, you know? And I can live with it. Because we all have something we're capable of being bad at. But then why the hell is this moronic syndication company getting involved? Why are they partnering with Hubbard Broadcasting to syndicate this show and this show only here at KSTP? They would have to be insane. And I guess I'll accept that possibility as well. I'm just curious about it all. I really am. I don't care to take any calls on it. I just am truly confused and wondering, in all honesty, I'm being straight with you, wondering what the hell is going on. Really, what is at the core of this discrepancy? What is it? And I ask the question expecting no answer, but merely freeing myself of the nagging question that's been on my mind all week, bugging me. I release it now. I'm done with it. And I move on, lighter and happier. Let's do a show. Okay? Okay. After the break. Huh? Okay. Regroup! Regroup, everybody! Regroup!
Buying a wedding ring from the Shane Company really is a different way to shop compared to any of the traditional retail jewelers.